It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right, considering we got some snow.
A little more of the white stuff, but I think it's pretty well done for this round, but maybe some more midweek, so we'll see. But they kind of missed on this one. It was supposed to be, you know, like, I don't know,
five inches
or something. So that's the last two that we kind of lucked out on.
Yeah, very much.
We'll take it.
Yep.
I'm done with winter. I don't know about you.
Technically, it's still winter until, what, the 20th or the 21st this month?
So. I'm trying to will it away.
It's just going to be a mess when it's all melting.
That's right. But I guess the moisture is important, too.
Yeah, so. Very much.
Yep. So, well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting SP3, Maynard Benjamin Keeman. Maynard was born on March 31st, 1934 in Madison, passed away on October 6th, 2003. He entered active duty in the United States Army on January 12th, 1954 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on January 6th, 1956 at Fort Lewis, Washington. He was with the Signal Corps. He was a carrier equipment repairman. And he spent 1 year, 15 months, or 1 year and 15 days foreign service in Australia during the Korean era. And he earned the National Defense Service Medal for his service. So we thank you, Maynard, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yeah, he was one of the few other Maynards around.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were about three, four of us at one time. Now we're down to a couple, so.
Just a couple?
Yeah, a couple of us. Yeah.
But there's only one you, Maynard.
Maynard Larson and Maynard Meyer, and that's about it. So
there's only one Maynard Meyer.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very good thing, depending on who you ask.
That's right. Don't ask my wife. Let's speaking of wives, let's good lead in here. The VFW is commemorating Women's History Month, and we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the VFW is taking the opportunity to recognize and celebrate women for their contributions throughout American history. They sent out a press release on March 1st off their VFW.org website. VFW is proud to celebrate our nation's women service members, veterans, and countless other selfless contributors to the United States throughout the month of March, which is Women's History Month. You got a daughter that's
a major in the Army National Guard.
Yeah.
Yes.
With women being integral to every facet of American life, it's surprising the nation has only been officially celebrating Women's History Month for 41 years. 1981, Congress passed a joint resolution, Public Law 97-28, designated Women's History Week beginning March 7th, 1982, to recognize and celebrate American women of every race, class, and ethnic background whose roles and contributions had been consistently overlooked and undervalued in the body of American history. Authorized and requested by the law, President Jimmy Carter issued a presidential proclamation declaring Women's History Week and called on the people of the United States to mark the observance with ceremonies and activities. Within a few years, 14 states had already expanded the week-long commemoration to the entire month of March. Finally, in 1987, President Reagan signed the newly passed Public Law 100-9, designated the month of March as Women's History Month. Since then, every American president, Democrat or Republican, has issued proclamations. A 2023 White House proclamation on Women's History Month can be found at whitehouse.gov.
Oops, we lost our microphone there.
Long website thing that'll be in print in the Western Guard and the Dawson Sentinel.
Or they can call you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. VFW salutes all women service members, veterans, and unsung heroes for their indelible contributions to our freedom and our way of life. We have a lot of women veterans in this area.
That's right. There are quite a few.
Yep. I work with a couple, and there's, you know, we got Chris Shelstead and Connie Smith and many more I can't think of off the top of my head, but
yep. And then of course a lot that work with the auxiliary and all that kind of thing.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's a pretty active group.
Yes, very much so. So This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be a proclamation on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And how can we find that?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And with other questions, you can contact our office. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 in the lower level of the courthouse. I know Wednesday and Thursday I'm going to be out of the office for meetings and trainings. This week is always bad for me I got a lot of meetings to participate in. So better to call ahead and make sure I'm around.
Right. Unless if you're traveling any distance, right?
Yep. Wednesday is Montevideo and Thursday is in Spicer. So
all right.
I'll be out of the office part of Wednesday and all of Thursday.
Getting
some education.
Yep. Any other hot topics or anything going on up there in the office right now that
I can't
people
think
should be checking into or looking into?
Well, PACT Act claims are going through. Still got some stragglers for the Minnesota Veterans Service Bonus for post 9/11 veterans who were called up to active duty during September 11th, 2001 to August 31st, 2021. There's a bonus out there for veterans that were called up. So
okay, very good. All right. Well, if they have any questions on anything we talked about, they can always give you a call or stop by
all
the
means,
office up there.
Reach us by phone at 598-3445.
In the snowy level of the courthouse.
Yep.
All right. Getting better. It'll be spring pretty soon.
Eventually.
All right. Well, Josh, you have a great week there. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.